Hello, my name is Jay, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
It's postal code L1J6E8. It's in Canada.
And the name on the account?
Sean Broom. SHAWNBROOME.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Yep, 960 Glen Street, Unit 77, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1J6E8.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I read over the notes on the account so I can better assist you.
Yeah, because I was just talking to somebody there.
And now I do show where you have placed the order to receive the cryo-free CBD sports cooling cream and cryo-free sports icy gel roll-on. And how can I assist you today, sir?
I was trying to track my package because I received a tracking number, but the tracking number is invalid. So the person I talked to a couple minutes ago from on OMAX gave me another number to see what were happened, but it was I guess I didn't check out when I checked out for international or something.
Now,
So
with
I'm just
the tracking I'm showing is through FedEx. Now,
yeah.
for some reason, it hasn't been updated by FedEx with that tracking number or with the
Yeah, the
tracking for that product, because I do show they are en route to you and you should
no,
typically.
well, the lady I was just spoke to said it's been rejected at the border and it's being sent back to OMAX.
I'm not showing where the product's been rejected back to us or that it's showing any type of status such as that, sir. Give me one second
Yeah.
to double check on something on the account as well, sir. Hold on. Give me one second to ask a supervisor a quick question so I can better assist you. Hold on. Okay, now with the international checkout for shipping, you would actually need to contact Global ShopX, at which I
I
can give you
just
their
did.
email and their phone number.
I just got off the phone with the lady, and she says that it was stopped at the border because of the CBD product. It won't be allowed to come over into Canada, so it's being shipped back.
Yeah, now with the product, sir, because it hasn't had any update for that tracking to show me that or the status of it yet, I do apologize. What?
Yeah, because when I spoke to her, she said, "Well, I didn't buy it through them, so because of the bill and everything was from OMAX, so she didn't have any other explanation for it." She said, "You have to call them back and figure out what's going on there."
But at this time, sir, the status of the product hasn't updated on our end where we're able to see that being the case. I do apologize.
Yeah, well, if anything, if I can't get it across the border, I might as well get a refund then.
Now,
I
let
ain't
me
waiting for
ask
it,
a
waiting for it, waiting
supervisor
for it.
to see if there's anything else I can do off that. Hold on.
Yep.
I do apologize about that. Wait, I'm just waiting for my supervisor to message me back, sir.
Yep. Because I've ordered CBD products before and I've never had a problem getting it across the border. Mind that, well, that was a while ago, but
Yes, sir.
it was.
And for some reason, it hasn't. That's the first I'm hearing about that being something that's happening where it's actually being returned because of that. But let me ask my supervisor to see what they say I can do for you on
Yeah,
that.
because this is the number that the guy gave to me to talk to the other lady. 786-391-4868.
Yes, sir. And I do show that the other product, just because it was the CryoFreeze Sport Icy Roll-On, that doesn't have CBD in it, unlike with the Sports Cooling Cream. So
Yeah,
with
I'm just going by what she told me.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm just waiting for my supervisor to message me back so I can see what I can do off that for you, sir. Hold on. And now, give me one second. And I do apologize about that. Wait, it's just taking a little bit longer for them to get back to me, sir.
Yep, no problem.
Now, when you had spoken with them, did they give you an exact date or time when it had been basically
No, no, no.
refused or denied by customs?
No, she didn't say anything. No date or nothing.
Okay, because I have a feeling that what my supervisor is going to tell me is that basically I just have to wait for them to confirm this, but I have a feeling that they're going to let me know that the warehouse would have to have it received back from being refused before the refund could be issued off the CBD, since you're
Yeah,
saying
how long
you're
have I
not
got to
wanting
wait for
that.
that?
But with the other ones, basically once you would call us back and they would be able to do that for you, they could also then turn around as well as reship out the CryoFreeze Sports IC Roll-On to you, where it would be able to be shipped out separately so that it wouldn't get denied by customs like it had with the other shipment, so it could get to you that way. But I do believe, yes, sir. Give me one second.
Well, if I have to go through all that, I just want my money back. Only reason why I'm trying it is because I follow a couple on YouTube, and they gave out one of those codes for so much off. That's the only reason why I'm trying it. But if I gotta go through all this crap, no.
But yes, sir. Unfortunately, just because it doesn't show us on our end where it's been being refused, we'd have to wait for it to get back to our warehouse because of that for us to be able to issue the refund for the CBD's forced cooling cream, just because it's still in transit and it's not showing us an updated tracking on our end, unfortunately, where it would show that. And what I would No, sir, what I would recommend doing so that we could get you assisted with that, because I, with the time when it had shipped out, as well as just from the time where I can estimate when it would have been denied by customs, it should basically be back to our warehouse by Saturday, which would actually be March the 13th, where if you were to give us a call back at that time, we would be able to assist you then with seeing what needs to be done with reshipping out the other for the roll-on IC,
Oh, I just want
forced
to
IC
cancel it
roll-on.
all. Yeah, I just want to cancel it all.
Well, with the products, because they're still in transit, sir, we would still need to have them return back to our warehouse because it's in process of being returned back through the postal system. So you would still just need to give us a call back on Saturday at that time.
That's
That
stupid.
way, we could assist you with the product once it had been returned back to us because of it being denied at customs.
Well, how can I find out whether it's doing what? If it's coming back, or do I phone customs, or what do I do?
Well, with the product, sir, it should be back to our warehouse by Saturday, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?